This is a Gulf Stories moment, made possible by the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hi again, everyone, and thanks for joining us for another Gulf Stories moment. My returning guest today, Dr. Jocelyn Evans, professor of government and associate dean of the College of Arts, Social Sciences, and Humanities at the University of West Florida. And today we're talking about experiencing Florida beaches. That's my kind of topic. Dr. Evans, how are you?
I'm great.
So you've been doing a lot of work with the team on public beach access. Before we move on to experiencing Florida beaches, can you tell us a little bit about the project in general?
Sure. Sort of as a response to the legislation that recently passed and was signed into law regarding beach access, a team of scholars and artists and students set out to explore what accessibility looks like along our coastal communities.
And with that in mind, it sounds like it wasn't just what it looks like, but maybe what it sounds like and other things. Talk to us a little bit about what we mean when we say, what you and your team mean when you say experience the beach in different ways.
Well, our faculty expert from environmental science is a geographer, and he does GIS. And he's really interested in participatory map making. So when students went out to experience accessibility on the beach, he would give them a map of the beach and all of the major points of interest. And using a legend, they would actually mark where you could access the beach, where you could not, what signs were up and what they said that restricted your access to the beach. So that was one kind of mode of experiencing the beach. But we also had students who experienced the beach through sound. They used a microphone and they listened to the soundscape of every beach that we visited. We had a student who took samples. They're interested in water quality around the state, and they took water, sand, and shell samples. And then finally, we had a student who wore a GoPro and actually walked from the road at the edge of the beach, the sand, in a straight line all the way into the ocean until he was completely submerged.
I want to see that video.
And we have it for every single beach that they visited around the entire state of Florida. So
that's so cool. You know, I'm sure with the water samples, you know, you're going to get different readings in different locations. I'm curious about the sound samples. Were those different, you know, from one beach to another?
I didn't expect that to turn up much. But in fact, the further south we went, the more you would pick up on very different voices. Hmm. So just think about who's at the beach in Miami versus who's at the beach in Pensacola.
Right.
And so you would see and hear, you would hear these communities, Hispanic, Spanish-speaking communities, mm-hmm. and you would realize, oh my word, we have a whole lot of unique culture throughout the state.
And so that's interesting. How will that play into the research? I mean, that's certainly very interesting, but you know, with that information, what might that mean?
Well, so in terms of writing up the research end of it, I think you realize that we're talking about publics, beach access to publics, plural. It's not just one public. In terms of the multimedia art installation, Kay Yolen uses a completely immersive environment. So she's going to use not only the video footage from the GoPro, but also the sounds of the beach to really get you on the beach, even though you're standing in an art museum.
Well, okay. So as we're wrapping up here, this stuff is so interesting. I mean, the sounds of the beaches sounds amazing. And the video, is this something that at some point will be made available to the public? I'm sure people hearing this would love to listen to those sounds.
Our dream is ultimately to develop a GIS site that would allow us to layer these different types of data so that you could actually click on a public beach and be able to see the beach, hear the beach, read journal entries by these students on their experience of the beach. It would be so cool.
That would be amazing, and I hope it happens. Dr. Jocelyn Evans, thank you so much for your time and all the information on this terrific project.
For more Gulf Stories moments, visit wuwf.org/podcast or go to the podcast page of npr.org.